It was moving.
Oh, hi, Andrew. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I've been busy.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have, right?
Well, I'm a little short-handed, but I'm working. So, I mean, yeah, I'm glad I have it. It's good. No, I can't complain. I'm just very busy every day with what I got to do. So,
I hear you.
So I'm just checking out, I've gotten some emails and texts, and I've been so busy, I haven't been able to get back, but now I just got done with one job early today, and
okay.
I wanted to call back. Now, can you review with me what's going on with the account?
Yeah, so if you recall, in November, you signed up for a six-month prepay for $1,500. After that, it converts to $499 a month. So that payment that was due on May 18th is the one that we're having trouble with. So if you wanted to, you could do another 6 months at $1,500. But if you don't tell us that, then we just automatically go to the month-to-month subscription. But with that $499 package, you get a larger batch of the Google ads that run in conjunction with the Google local listing. So I'll explain to you the difference. So with the $1,500 package, you get a total of $600 worth of Google paid ads. With the $499 package, you get $300 each month. So you get a much larger real estate on Google. So what happens is they take that $300 and send it to Google to run the ads. We'll set a $9 a day budget. So every morning your ads will go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, right? But once people start clicking on it and you exceed that budget, then your ad rotates off and someone else rotates on. So, for example, let's say the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. So, yeah, you're doing very, very well with the ads. I can see your traction on the dashboard. It looks like you've received a ton of work, you know, since you've been working with us. So, do you like that monthly option or would you just prefer to go for another 6 months again?
Was I having ads run on Google the first 6 months?
Yes, but they had 600 for the whole 6 months, so they only gave you like a $3 a day budget, right? Because they can't give you a $9 a day budget if there's only that one batch of 600 that stretched throughout the whole 6 months. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I was unaware that I was running ads. I thought it was just, you know, a website and then SEO or whatever, you know, just monitoring everything.
Yeah, you could do that package too if you like, where it's just the SEO, the website, the mobile optimization, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, Androids, tablets, and that's just $199 monthly. So if you bundle it with the Google Ads, the reason it's $499 is that $300 extra is what we send to do the Google Ads, right? But you can still do just the local map optimization if you wanted to.
So do I own the website, the www.thejoesmoving.net, or is that's mine, right?
I think, let me look, it looks like you had owned that domain when you signed up and you gave us access to it, I think. So let me just look here in the notes. Because if that's the case, then what happens is if you ever stopped working with us, you lose the content, but you still have your domain and you could go elsewhere and buy it. If we purchase the domain for you, then there's a $99 buyout to keep it.
Okay.
Oh, it actually says it wasn't a client-owned domain, so it looks like we purchased that. There was a question here on
your
notes.
So
you do the $99 buyout, or you could pay us $49 monthly, and that's for the content and the domain. So that way you keep all the content that's on the site, too.
So the content on the site, would that just be whatever they're showing right now, all our services, all the basics, and then when they fill in the like get an estimate and they put their names and all that stuff in there, that would stay there as well. That would work.
Yeah, you still get that contact form, and you would still be getting leads through that when somebody fills that out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So where are we at right now? I mean, when was I supposed to renew, and where am I at?
Well, it's past due from May 18th. So I want to look here just over the last 30 days and see what type of results you've gotten. It's probably dipped down because there hasn't been any active programming during that interim, but you're still getting found on Google. So in the last 30 days, you were found 102 times on the first page of Google, and you had 8 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page, okay? Versus the whole 6 months that you worked with us, you were found 3,752 times with 608 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
Was this the first month?
No, it shows on your dashboard all of the different activities. So in 2024, I know you signed up towards the end of the year. But
so that was for 6 months.
Yep.
Wait,
yes,
okay.
Exactly. Yep. So it'll show you each day, like, you know, for instance, December, you had 36 clicks to your website, 25 clicks to call you. January, 29 clicks to your site, 14 clicks to call you. So when you see that, it doesn't mean that only 14 people called you during the whole month, because Google tracks if somebody looks you up on a smartphone and they see your number, they can click on it. They don't have to actually dial the number, right? But if they're looking you up on a regular computer or a laptop, then they have to click to your site to call you, and that happened 29 times. So each month on the dashboard, it shows you the graph of, you know, which calls are coming in, you know, which are clicks to your website, which are clicks to call you, so on and so forth. So that's why I look at that $49 option kind of like a last resort, because it's 2025 and you need a website. So it's a good option if that's all that you want. But a website in and of itself can't be expected to bring you clients, right? So the value to what we do is in the exposure, making sure that you're found front and center in a spotlight position, so that now you're in that position to actually capture business. You know what I mean?
Okay. So do I have that option right now to do the 1500, or is it past that point?
No, I can still adjust it for you. That's no problem.
Okay, so let's do 1500. I want to make sure I just recap here. 1500 divided by 6. That means I'm paying $250 a month for this. Okay, and you're giving me, when you guys, does that include the, was it $300 a month in ads, or?
No, that only includes $600 for the whole 6 months, so it's like $100 a month. So you would be paying, you know, $250, but you're getting $100 a month in ads as opposed to $300. One little adjustment I could do for you, if you wanted to do it monthly, just so it kind of equals out, is I could put you into friends and family pricing, where it would just be, let's see, $449 monthly, okay? And so you'd save $50 each month, but you'd still get that batch of 300 worth of the Google ads.
Okay. And the ads, do they say Google, like Google ad, and my name pops up?
Yes. What a Google ad is anytime you search for anything, you'll see at the very top where it'll say ad next to them. And so with those ads, it's a pay-per-click program. So you wouldn't be up there, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks, but we monitor them and we alter them for you to run in profitable times a day in certain areas that you designated. When you set this up, it says Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, South Valley, Sandia Park, Cedar Crest. How do you say that? Tijeras? Did I say that?
Edit.
Okay. Oh, Sahara. Yeah. I've totally butchered it. Yeah. So that's where the ads are running for you currently.
Oh.
So you also can modify it. You could say, hey, I want it to run in a radius, or I want it, you know, to run in these specific areas that are high end or a lot of moving going on because it's a college town or something, you know. I don't know
yeah.
if that's applicable to you, but you can modify the zip codes where the ads run. And so,
okay.
If you ever see, you know, your ad, it would say something like, you know, for the best quality movers, call Joe's Moving Now. So there's always like a little link to your website and a call to action, like call now or, you know, something like that. And those are the ads, as opposed to the promoting of your business in the Google Maps, which is the SEO, where in the
yeah.
maps, people will see a link to your website, a click to call feature, reviews that you've achieved over the years,
yeah.
those are visible from the first page in the Google Map section. So with that bundle, you have kind of the best of both worlds, because the map section is tied into just Albuquerque, meaning you can be found in Albuquerque and maybe some of the immediate surrounding areas. But if you
sure.
want to go into like high-end areas or certain areas where you know there's a lot of moving going on, then you'd have to bundle it with the ads, and that way you can run those ads in those areas where you know you'll get work.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So, and the least I could do is just keep my website for $49.
You could do that. Yeah. Yep. And I, like I said, I don't recommend that, because that'll cancel all of the programming and optimization and have you just keep the site. And the reason
yeah.
I say I look at it as a last resort is I've been with this company for 13 years, and over the years, even aside from our websites, I've talked to all kinds of business owners. Sometimes they have the most beautiful websites with all the bells and whistles on them, and they've spent tens of thousands of dollars putting them together. And then I've spoken to the other spectrum, where they've gotten a little free website that some friend or relative put together for them, right? And across the board, the frustration they tell me is that they've never gotten one client from their website. And that's because
yeah.
a website can't bring them a client unless it's getting exposure, you know, and
right.
that's what, you know, we specialize in, obviously.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Are you guys in California or in?
Yes. Yes. We're in California, so it's 3:20 here right now. Is it 4:20
okay.
there in Albuquerque?
It's 4:20 here right now.
Oh, I thought so, yeah. Okay.
Let me do this. Let me reach out to my brother. He's with me in the company. Let me call him up. And I'll give you guys a call back. Can I call you back here in about an hour or less?
Yes, of course. Yeah, I'll be here until 4:00 Pacific, which would be 5:00 your time.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Give me a little. I'm going to talk with him, and I will get back to you, and we can get this taken care of today.
You got it. Okay. And then, like, just like before, when you call in with the 777, it rings directly to my desk. I was just on the other line when you called in. But, of course, if
okay.
I'm not, I'll pick up right away. If not, I'll call you right
okay.
back once I see I missed it. Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon. No problem,
you.
Andrew. Oh, you're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, sure. Bye.